Top of the fourth here in North Huntington on the Westmoreland Sports Network. Jack Ridenour, Sean Myers with you all as the Knights able to tack on a couple more runs in the bottom of the third. They go up 3-0. And so we'll see if this Enfield team can try and get something to go as they have struggled with getting base runners on base. Only one base runner up into this point as we head into the fourth inning, as it'll be the leadoff batter Jason Jacob to step in on the left side of the plate to take on against Ryan Ross.
And that one base runner was eliminated on a double play last inning.
First pitch to Jacob comes in, called strike. Again, Oroz going with the first pitch off speed as he's started just about every single batter he's faced with that curveball.
I really like Jacob as a player. Saw him a lot last year, seen him a few times this year.
Oroz misses inside, evens the count 1-1.
Maybe doesn't have, you know, the measurables and some of the skills that you look for to play at the next level, but man, he gets on base. Once he gets on base, he can create some havoc, and he's shown some surprising power this year as well.
1-1, pulled. Right side, but foul. Count goes 1-2. Yeah, you talk about the power there, Sean. And Jacob does have 2 home runs in the year. He's one of 3 players in this Hemfield lineup that has 2 or more home runs, also batting .317. So just the batting average you want to have for a leadoff hitter.
He's pitched a little bit this year as well for this team. Might see him potentially this afternoon on the bump.
The 1-2. Waited on and lifted over into right field as Dunn having to go back. It gets over his head. Jacob being told around first, heading over into second. Dunn comes up throwing, and it'll be a stand-up leadoff double for Jason Jacob here on the top of the fourth.
Another ball that it looks like maybe Dunn was a little slow to recognize how hard it was hit. Now, he did hold Jacob to a double. I thought off the bat, once that got over Dunn's head, maybe we're looking at a triple, but down by 3 runs, I think that's the right decision to stay at second. And Jacob, the second base runner of this contest for the Spartans.
And now Oroz having to face off against the 2-hole hitter in Joe Fedor. 380 hitter coming into today. First pitch to Fedor, misses high for ball one as he was able to hold up the check swing there.
This is a guy they just need to keep healthy. He's a difference maker when he can stay in there. He had an arm injury that required surgery last year. He was banged up during basketball season this year. Slow to get back into form for baseball season.
Now one grounded right back up the middle past Oroz, but Kendro able to make a great sweeping move, wasn't able to field it cleanly, but the impressive thing is that he was able to just get there. I mean, Sean, that ball was hit right back up the middle. No play was made. It'll be an infield single for Joe Fedor, but I'm just more so impressed that Kendro was able to range all the way over from short, literally right behind second base, and even make contact with the ball.
Yeah, there's a couple things there. First off, probably saves a run. Jacob, a speedy runner. If that gets to the outfield grass, I think he's going to come home. Secondly, I'm not sure, but I thought maybe Kendro had tried to flip it to Minto. It
looked
came
like
out of his glove. I don't
know
if that was intentional or not. Either way, now runners at the corner. Spartans have something brewing.
Runners over at first and third. No outs here in the top of the fourth as Ross steps off the pitching rubber, trying to readjust himself. Best start that this Hemfield team has had so far today. Looking to try and bounce back after their 15-8 loss yesterday against Norwin at Hemfield. New batter in Brandon Coughlin now stands in the right side of the plate. Fedor over at first. Jacob over at third. That one lifted over into left field, and it gets over the head of Jake Kendro. Jacob is going to just trot in home as Fedor heading over to third. The throw comes in, and he's going to be gunned down. What an impressive throw from the outfield as Fedor tried to take third. He's slow to get up, grabbing his shoulder, made a head-first slide into third base. As he gets up gingerly, able to get off on his own power, but he's definitely favoring that right shoulder as he might have gotten it caught on the third base bag when he came sliding in, but it'll be a hit for Coughlin. One out, though, in the top of the fourth.
And Coughlin gets to second on that throw, but that's an out that certainly could loom large for the Spartans. They had a lot of momentum going, and we'll see if that kind of sputters that momentum.
As the throw back to second, trying to make a pickoff move, making sure Coughlin doesn't go anywhere. Unsuccessful as second baseman Minto came over to cover the bag. Oroz just making sure that there's no action or no movement taken over to third base. New batter in Noah Zadroga. It looks like there seems to be a little bit of action over in the Hemfield bullpen area. Oroz checking back over at second. Coughlin making a couple fakes. Oroz deals. Zadroga lifts that right side but out of play for strike one.
Wind gusts up a little bit here. I'm wondering if the wind's maybe causing some issue for the outfielders, Jack. Again, we've seen in right field both ways.
Well, not only that, but also maybe the cloudy skies. Maybe they're losing it in the sky as Roz again takes his foot off of the pitching rubber, trying to make sure that Coughlin doesn't go anywhere over at second. So runner over at second and Brandon Coughlin. One out here in the top of the fourth. A 3-1 Knights lead after the Spartans able to tack on a run here in the top of the fourth.
Coughlin does have good speed.
Roz deals the 0-1. Catches the outer part of the plate for strike two. A nice, nice pitch there by Roz. Again, going with that curveball. He has had tremendous success today with that curveball.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the batter, Zadroga, can do with that. You just got to take that one and hope that the umpire calls it a ball.
Zadroga grounding out in his first at-bat today back in the second inning. So Roz comes set, deals the 0-2. Skips in the turf. Great block there by Cup. Kept it in front of him, making sure that Coughlin doesn't take off. Count goes 1-2 now on Zadroga. Senfield team a year ago finished 16-9 overall, 7-3 in the section. Fell in the WPIAL finals to North Allegheny 4-0. Like we mentioned, had a lot of success in the playoffs against Norwin a year ago, winning in the semifinals 12-2. Roz deals the 1-2. That misses high, but a good spot to miss if you're a Roz, because that could have definitely come in as a strike, but a good eye there by Zadroga works the count even now, 2-2.
Yeah, I think if you're Zadroga, you held your breath there for a second, hoping that you weren't going to get punched out. You could see in his body language, he sort of doubled at the knees, thinking, oh man, I should have swung at that.
Zadroga with a team-high 15 RBIs heading into today, looking for that 16th here, as Roz makes a pickoff move over to second. A little bit of a slower move. Minto able to come over and cover the bag, but Coughlin will slide in safely.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're really focused on the runner Coughlin. Again, I mentioned he's a speedy runner. He's got six steals, but at second base, I don't think he's a major threat to try to advance right now. The bigger issue is very talented batter at the plate.
Roz comes set. Checking again over at second. The 2-2. Curveball misses high. Works the count full now on Zadroga, 3-2.
Spartans with three consecutive hits in this inning after they had just one hit through the first three frames.
A great start here in the fourth for the Spartans as the bats have finally woken up here in North Huntington. Roz again checks back. The 3-2. Curveball waited on but lifted straight up right side as Minto, making a charging attempt over at first base, came all the way over from second, able to pull it down for the second out of the inning. So it'll be a fly out to the second baseman for Zadroga, and that'll bring up now Aiden Dunlap, the second baseman.
That's a big out there, and now for Oroz and the Knights, a chance to limit the damage here. If they can get out with just one run across, that's a win for them at this point.
And this is just the batter you want to face off against if you are Ryan Oroz, and Aiden Dunlap, a team-high 17 strikeouts this year from the plate. Youngstown State commit stands in on the right side of the plate as Oroz steps off the mound again.
Coughlin is in his mind at this point.
Well, I have to give a lot of credit to Oroz. He's still been able to stay semi-focused on the at-bats, because you can see a lot of pitchers can lose their focus with runners on base. Oroz again checking back.
Glanced back three times there.
Deals the first pitch. Misses low and away on Dunlap for ball one.
Now Dunlap's got to take advantage. This is a D1 recruit. Struggling in terms of his batting average this season at .229. He's been a little bit hotter recently, but big opportunity here to get your team back within one.
Roz taking a long look back at second. Deals the 1-0. That hums in there for strike one. Evens the count at 1-1. And if Coughlin can read one of these curveballs properly, I know that's probably a pretty hard angle to read over at second base, but if he can read it pretty well, he can very well slide over into third base. Two down here in the top of the fourth. 3-1 Knights lead. The 1-1. This is high and away for ball two. Sean, you know, you mentioned that Dunlap has been struggling. Talk about somebody that is due, as one would say in the baseball world, looking for that sixth RBI of the season. Has four doubles as well as a home run. Ross checks back at second, deals the 2-1. Curveball waited on, lifted right side, but way out of play. Off the bat of Dunlap, heading over towards the parking lot as a couple people making sure that their car is not going to be a victim of a fly ball over in foul territory.
Now you mentioned waited on, and that was accurate, but he waited on it maybe a little bit too long.
Well, these Hemphill hitters have adjusted to the curveball, I would say, pretty well, especially in this inning. A couple batters have been able to wait on that off-speed offering by Oroz. The 2-2. Curveball misses inside. Works the count full now on Dunlap.
Yeah, I thought that was the right call, but we could hear some gasps from some of the Knights faithful thinking that could have been a strikeout looking.
Coughlin over at second. Two down here in the top of the fourth. Knights lead 3-1.
This will be the 50th pitch for Oroz.
Ross looks back, deals the 3-2. That one again popped up right side. A slat making an attempt over towards the fence, but he's going to run out of real estate as it again gets out of the ball field and over into the parking lot. Count stays the same at 3-2.
I was over at the Norwin softball field last week, taking the Knights gals. They've had a rough season, surprisingly, just 2-8 for Norwin, a team that made it to the semis a year ago.
Ross deals the 3-2. Curveball misses outside for ball four, so it'll be a two-out walk for Dunlap. Runners over at first and second now, and that brings up Ryan Firmstone, the third baseman.
That's the first walk drawn by Spartans hitters. I mentioned, by the way, Norwin softball 2-8. Well, they actually lost a game yesterday at Hempfield, 10-7 in favor of the Spartans, who continue their incredible season. They're up to 10-1 now. We saw that squad a couple times this season already.
Raz comes set, looking to deal first pitch on Ryan Firmstone. Runners at first and second now. And Raz again stepping off the rubber, and it looks like Coughlin still seems to have taken a little extra piece of real estate in the mind of Raz, because he is really distracted with Coughlin over at second. Two down here in the top of the fourth. Raz checks back. First pitch to Firmstone, misses outside for ball one. You got to think that if Raz continues to get distracted with these base runners, it could actually pay off very much so for these batters up at the plate, because it's getting Raz's focus off.
And a pitch count creeping up now a little bit for the righty for the Knights.
1-0. Curveball misses high and inside. Count goes 2-0 now on Firmstone.
At least for my naked eye, it doesn't seem like that curveball has the same bite this inning many times. Left that one well high.
Fatigue could very well start to set in here for Ross.
If you're going to miss with a curveball, you typically don't want to leave it up. That's where hitters can feast at times.
2-0. That one fouled straight back into the fence. So now first strike on Firmstone. Count goes 2-1 on Ryan Firmstone. Firmstone flying out to center field in his first at-bat back in the second inning.
This will do it for section play for these teams. Baldwin at Cannon McMillan, Upper St. Clair at Mount Lebanon, also in action from 6A Section 2 to finish up their ledger.
Next offering misses outside and low for now a 3-1 count on Firmstone. And at this point, Araz is in jeopardy of loading the bases with Carson Shugley in the on-deck circle, and then after that is a designated hitter in Adam Hess.
Well, he got that big pump out of Zadroga, but has struggled to find his own since then.
3-1. That one grounded over to Slatt, but gets past Slatt and squeaks over into right field. Coughlin being told to score as he's going to motor in. The throw from Dunn in right, not the greatest. Having to pull Cup way out of the way, and so a play most likely, actually, no question would not have been made. But another run is scored here with two outs in the top of the fourth, and now this lead trims down to a 3-2 lead for the Knights.
Dunlap advances a second. That was a really nice play by Cup, the catcher, because to your point, Dunn kind of yanked that throw, bounced it, and it was well on the first base side. Cup came out, snatched it, made sure that Dunlap did not move up 90 feet.
Carson Shugley now stands in on the right side of the plate. He takes first pitch, low and away for ball one.
Come on, Ryan. Let's go, Ryan.
Runners over at first and second now. Two down still here in the top of the fourth. Ross still looking for that third and final out. So he comes set, working from the stretch. The 1-0. That catches the outer part of the plate, evens the count at 1-1, and this, like I said, is a very, very important at-bat for Araz, because he wants to try and stop the bleeding right now. Both Hempfield runs being scored here on the top of the fourth. The bats have started to get going here. So Araz checks back at second, deals the 1-1. That one pelted out to the outfield. Dunn ranging back, able to track back, and pulls it down for the third and final out. So two runners are stranded, but two runs are tacked on for this Hempfield team as we'll head into the bottom of the fourth with a 3-2 Norwin lead here in North Huntington, Pennsylvania, and on the Westmoreland Sports Network.